Well, good morning, everybody. This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different than we normally do at offertory time. And we're going to give an opportunity for Miss Diane to come up and share her heart about ministry that she participates in. And I just wanted to say before we do that, that, you know, the Lord calls us all to different ministries. And we like to see the way that the Lord's heart moves uniquely in each one of our hearts. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to see one ministry and you go, wow, you know, that's a really active ministry, or that's a really visible ministry. And here's one over here. Nobody really sees what they're doing. But you know what? Different people are called to do different things. And that's great. I mean, God tells us in His Word, He calls each one of us uniquely. And He calls us to the ministry uniquely and individually. And in doing that, He gives us the grace to do what He's asking us to do. And He uses it all for the purpose of the building up of the body. And so this morning we're going to give Miss Diana an opportunity to share something that's near and dear to her heart, and that you have an opportunity to participate in if you so choose to. So.
Okay, so first I have a rhetorical question. Has anybody ever seen the candy box in the back, or has ever bought a piece of candy? And you're wondering, why is candy even in here? It's not for a sugar rush. Okay, each piece of candy is an opportunity to share in the ministry of the missionaries that our church supports. So each piece of candy has a sticker on it, and it asks you to pray for some of the missionaries that we minister to. And we minister to Family Bible Church in India with the family of Robinson Gill, his wife, and their son Kevin. And Robinson teaches other men and women to share the gospel in their own villages, sometimes very remote villages. And two of these young men, their names are Amar and Javon Jehote. We also support a young lady named Danae in Africa. Now, 3 John verses 5 through 8 tells us that we're for fellow partakers in their ministry when we support them. And it is not as easy to share the gospel in other countries as it is here in America. And the ones that we support sometimes face very harsh opposition. So what we're asking you to do is to please be praying for them. Now, the candy is twofold. First, the money that the Lord lays on your heart to put in for that piece of candy, of course, will go to our missionaries, but also so that the more important thing is that we will be praying for them. So please pay attention to the stickers that are on the piece of candy. And if your children cannot read or they don't know what they're doing, I encourage you to sit down with them and say, okay, we're going to pray for Miss Danae in Africa. And then take time to pray with them and actually teach them what to do. And then secondly, I just love February because it gives our church body here an opportunity to minister to one another, as well as supporting the men and women in their endeavor to share the gospel. So during all of February, which starts next week, you may sign up to send scripture-based Valentines to the members of our congregation. All the money that the Lord burdens your heart to give will go to the missions. Now, I don't want y'all to feel pressure to take part because you saw so-and-so do it, because 2 Corinthians 9 tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. So we really don't want you to give grudgingly or under compulsion, or you feel like you have to. But if the Lord should so burden your heart to do so, that there are going to be little pieces of paper for you to put your name on as the person giving the Valentines, a scripture verse that you would like to share with those people, and who you would like the Valentines to go to. Mostly, we put the whole church, but or all of our congregation. But some of the children, you know, they just want to send it to their best buddy, and that's fine. Go ahead and fill this out. And there's a cute pink Valentine's bag back there. And just fold it up and stick it in there. And then me and several of the women at our church, we get together at my home and we put them together, cut them apart. And then starting next week, it's going to seem a little chaotic, but the children of my Sunday school class, this is an opportunity for them to get to know the adults in our body of believers. And they're going to be running around handing those out. If you do not put a verse on the paper, that is okay. I will choose one for you. And some of the verses that are some of my favorites, one of them is Romans 12:10, which tells us to be devoted to one another in brotherly love and give preference to one another in honor. My other favorite for these Valentines is John 13:35. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So there's so many ways that this ministry is a blessing. It does help us to learn the new visitors and the new members. So if you get a card from someone, you're like, I have no idea who this is. That's great. Go ahead and try and find them and meet them. Maybe you don't know who the giver is. Well, then, and you got one, who's this? I haven't met them yet. Take time to go and meet the new people and start to learn our brethren's names. It knits our hearts together and helps us to pray for one another. Please don't, you can come up and ask me any questions you want, but don't ask me how much the Valentines cost, because they don't cost anything. It is whatever the Lord is laying on your heart to give to our missionaries. And you can make out a check, or you can put cash in one of the envelopes. If you'll just, on the tagline or on the envelope, put Missions Valentines, so that they know that that's designated for that. And if anyone wants to come up, you know, after church is over and ask me any questions about, you know, the candy or how you can help or anything like that, I would welcome any of the help. Thank you.
We spoke earlier, because this is quite involved sometimes to get everything coordinated and the cards done and the candy done and all of that. So the ladies meet together, and so I asked Diana if she was open to, you know, sometimes people have just come to the body and are going, I want to get involved, but I'm not quite sure how. And they see something like this, go, well, I can do that. And so I asked her if she was open to people volunteering to help, and she said, absolutely. So it's a wonderful way to do it. I just want to make a couple of points on the candy back in the back and with the Valentines. And she discussed the fact that we support people in India and in South Africa as well. And I think one of the unique things about Family Bible is that we don't send people overseas to begin ministries. Both of these different groups are people who are natives to the land. And so they're natives who had a heart to preach the gospel within their home country and within their home neighborhoods. And so those are the people that we've chosen to support. And one of them is actually called, the India church is actually called Family Bible. And that was not at our request. They insisted upon doing that. But there are four people who are on staff there at Family Bible in India. And it's kind of a, you know, we can fall into a trap here in the United States. We go, you know, where are you going? I'll say, I'm going to church. And you can talk all about what you heard at church. Now it's getting a little more hostile now. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing of it is, we can whine about how hostile it's getting. And you don't realize what the people around the world face who are choosing to follow the Lord. And they face this in India and in South Africa as well. But in India, because this particular group of individuals, the pastors over there, are from the Sikh tribe. And the Sikhs are not real welcoming of the Christians. And so I know Pastor Gary has talked about the different times where the Sikhs will sit and watch for as much as a year, the people going in and going out, listening and just seeing, you know, what it is that they're hearing, the consistency and the power of what they're hearing coming out. And then that nobody is really targeted until they get baptized. Which is an interesting thought, but if you think about it, what baptism represents for us, that outward profession of faith, that decision that you've made that I'm going to follow the Lord, and to do it in an environment, we go to the beach, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to declare it in front of people here, but the reality is we're making that declaration in a relatively friendly environment. But to know that once you make that declaration of faith in a area where you are now going to be targeted gives it a whole new perspective. So the money that goes from the candy sales, this isn't what funds all of this. The church itself is committed to funding it through offerings and through different givings that people feel, you know, just regular offerings that people feel led to make. This is really an opportunity for the kids to get involved, to feel like they're participating in the ministry of the different ones. And so it's a chance for them also to get to know the adults, but really to feel like they're a part of the ministry that's going on all around the world. So that's kind of a, general overview of what's happening here. So Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity that you give us to participate in your ministry. It humbles us, Lord, because we recognize that we really have nothing to offer. We have nothing to offer you but a return for the love that you've shown us in the first place. Lord, you give us an opportunity to minister to you and to, just feel the satisfaction of knowing that in some small way we may have an opportunity just to make you smile at, our desire to follow you, to see the love that you've poured into us and for us to return that to you. So, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.